Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Our Nourish Nutrition Counselor, Jennifer Bryant, in studio with me. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Jim, thanks for having me.
All the Bryants are good?
We are. We're doing great. Yep.
Now, I think you're tricking me all the time because, you know, I'm always a little squeamish because you're going to ask me, okay, what did you eat in the last couple of days? And I kind of eat cookies with M&Ms on them, and sugar cookies just seem to jump in my mouth all during this holiday season, and I can't help it.
Yeah. You know, some people tell me when they come to see me, it's like going to confession.
That is funny.
It is funny. And I feel like, you know, from my perspective, I don't feel that way. There's, you know, no judgment on my part, but it's interesting that people perceive me that way.
Well, and of course, I hearken back to, I'm going to ask you for this quote again. I hearken back to the very first quote you gave us way back in like June of this year when we first started out on the show. You shared, something about the best indicator of gaining weight is
going on a diet,
Yeah. And so you don't really encourage people to go on a diet.
I really don't.
You encourage them to eat right.
Right. Yeah. And I really, a lot of what I do is actually focused on changing how we think about food. So instead of having to eat healthy, being a burden, it's a delight to take care of our bodies, and we should have joy when we choose an apple over a Snickers bar or whatever the choice is. And so, you know, I think this whole concept of we're just constantly trying to lose weight, we're constantly on diets, and it's really not working. You know, it's not working. And so we need to change something about the way we think about it.
Well, and I'm going to get on people's cases today a little bit because I'm surrounded here with a bunch of people like Skip Heitzig, the pastor of Calvary Albuquerque, and Chip Lesko, the general manager of our station, and people like yourself. And you guys are always doing something, and you've got very busy schedules. You've got kids, you've got work, you've got your website, you've got to read a book to stay up with the latest and greatest on nutrition. Mm-hmm. And you've taught us that digesting your food and eating in kind of a calm setting so your body can properly do that is really, really critical. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little bit more about digestion and those kind of things later in the program, but we really need to get people not just to eat the right foods, but to relax and eat and take that time.
And last time we talked about inflammation and how stress plays such a major role in how our body responds to all of the other external factors, food, exercise, sleep, everything. And we're not going to get results if we're stressed all the time. So that's a huge part of it.
Well, I'd like to encourage our listeners today to give us a call and talk with Jennifer if you'd like. I've got some prizes from Hinkle Family Fun Center, some four passes to like the go-karts and things like that. So if you call Jennifer this afternoon, we'll give you some of those Hinkle Family Fun Passes. Our phone number at the station is 505-338-5790. Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling. And Jennifer, let's get right into, you've talked a little bit about genetic testing. Mm-hmm. And you've got a special deal that's going on for a couple more days. Tell us about how genes, what effect do they have on our nutrition?
Yeah, so all of our genes affect how the foods we eat affect our body. Mm. Okay, so there's lots of examples here, but it's really interesting. You can look at all the different genes in your body, and we don't look at all of them yet, obviously. We do know what they are, but we don't exactly know all of the interactions yet. So that's the whole purpose of the Human Genome Project. They identified all the genes at this point, and now what's happening is they're doing a lot of research to see what does this gene actually affect in terms of what does our physical body look like, how does it respond to the food we eat, how does it respond to the exercise that we do. And so it's actually really fascinating. We're learning some new things all the time. So a couple of examples that I can think of, and I did this on my on myself last year, and so there were a couple of really interesting things. One of them is there is a gene that affects how quickly we metabolize caffeine. And so if you are a fast metabolizer of caffeine, then you can drink all the caffeine you want and it has no effect on your heart health or on your blood pressure. However, if you are a slow metabolizer of caffeine, then you actually are at high risk of heart attack and high blood pressure if you drink more than about 2 cups a day.
Wow.
And so that's really important information to have. And so you've seen, and probably so many people that are listening can relate to this, but we've all seen conflicting information about whether or not caffeine is good for us, mm-hmm. right? And so here's the answer. It's all in our genes.
It's all in your genes.
So it's
and we're
really
not talking about how tight your genes are after you eat too much.
Right.
We're talking about genetics, and you've got a testing program, and you help people to evaluate those tests.
That's right. So I use a company actually called Nutrigenomics, and there's some information on my website about it. So if anybody's more interested, they can check there. They're running a special right now too, and it's only through Saturday. So, but it's almost 50% off the normal price, which is really, really cool. So, if anyone's interested, of course, contact me soon in the next day or two.
Well, why don't you give us your email?
Yeah,
address.
The email's probably the best way to contact me. It's jennifer@nourishednutritioncounseling.com. And I can get you some more information on that. But the other example that I wanted to share with people, this is one of the genes that we know the most about. It's called the FTO gene. And it's called, its nickname is the fat, mass, and obesity gene. And so it gives us a lot of insight into why we gain weight, how our metabolisms work, why we're hungry. So it looks at, or it helps our bodies know when we should be hungry. And so there's a couple of variants with the FTO gene that can influence our weight loss response, whether or not we are going to be losing weight at the right, or what we would call a normal pace. And also it tells us a little bit about how our body burns calories. Mm. So that's really interesting.
Well, I also, in the midst of all of this, I want people to keep in mind that you really appreciate food, and food is really kind of fun.
I do.
And you can be really creative, and you can create delicious meals. You can have fellowship as a byproduct of preparing meals. You've even talked about having your small children participate mm-hmm. in preparing meals. So these are all things that I think families really enjoy. It's really a focus on health. So Jennifer Bryant, we will be back with you in just a minute. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASE Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
In Luke chapter 2 verses 6 and 7, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Brethren, let's always make room for others in Christ's love, especially for Christmas. Let no one you love be alone. Wishing you a very blessed Christmas from Elaine at Ramos Real Estate.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant with Nourished Nutrition Counseling is in studio with us, and we're talking a little bit about genetic testing. And you just told us about the FTO gene, mm-hmm. which I think you described as the fat mass and obesity gene.
Yep.
So Jennifer, if you have that gene, mm-hmm. does that mean you have a propensity to being heavier?
It does.
And so what do you do to counter that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there's actually a lot of research going on with this gene right now. And there's a couple of things that we think at this point are probably helpful. One of the biggest things is increasing fiber intake. Mm-hmm. So that would be like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, things mm-hmm. like that. And then also decreasing saturated fat intake is another helpful tool to sort of... What we're doing here is we're combating the effects of these genes, mm-hmm. basically. So we're trying to fight against them a little bit. The other thing with this one is that exercise can make a huge difference in these people. And specifically, we're talking about high-intensity interval training exercise. And so here's another really applicable, to-do step here where... You don't just want to be jogging or walking for 30 minutes if you have this gene. What you want to be doing is you want to be working really hard for maybe 1 minute is all, or even less, maybe 30 seconds. And then you back off a little bit and then you go hard again. That's that high intensity interval training that we're talking about. And that really seems to work well with people that have this gene.
Jennifer, you are in your 30s. I'm in my 60s,
yes.
So high-intensity interval training mm-hmm. can be done at all ages?
It can. That's what I love about it. So high-intensity for you, Jim, is going to look different than it does for me, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all based on your heart rate, and it's based on your age. And so you're not necessarily going to be, if we use running as an example, you're not necessarily going to be running as fast as I am to get that high intensity.
Can I do this high intensity training like on the couch while I'm watching a ball game?
No, probably not.
Oh, so you got to get off the couch.
You do. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing is it's hard to get people to just go walk around the block. So let's right. say if you, and I know that you're not an exercise physiologist or anything, but you read about this
right.
and it goes hand in hand with the nutrition programs that you set up. So if you're going for a walk,
mm-hmm.
Would you suggest that maybe you pick up the pace
yes.
for a minute
yes.
and then slow down and walk slowly and then you pick it up again,
yes.
you know, 5 or 6 minutes
That's
later?
That's exactly how you do it. It
okay.
doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to get a heart rate monitor necessarily. You can simply use, I call it the breath test. So, and think about, can you have a conversation with somebody? And if you can, you're probably not working quite hard enough to be at that high intensity level.
Mm.
When you can say one or two words at a time, that would be considered a high intensity. And
oh,
then
good.
You can back it off again after that.
Right, right. Well, I've got some friends that, their weight's a little high and they're now complaining about, oh, well, my joints hurt or mm-hmm. they do this or they do that. Well, you know, they don't exercise regularly.
Right.
When I go to the gym and I have, let's say a heavy day, and I don't lift heavy weights, but I'll have a heavy day where it's maybe, you know, 70% of my max or something like that. I'll feel a little bit sore.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to explain to my friends is, look, you've gone out and you've been picking up leaves in your yard. This is a specific example.
Mm-hmm.
You've been picking up leaves in your yard doing a little, and you're sore. Well, that's not because you're old or because you've got a little extra weight. It's because you're working your muscles and
right.
you haven't worked them for a while.
Right.
So all you need to do is do something kind of regularly.
Right.
Even if that's, you know, start off with 10 minutes on a stationary bike. And go hard every 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing too, Jim, that I'll just mention, especially with the new year coming up, is a lot of people feel like exercise is the answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just here to tell you that exercise, you're going to get 10 to 20% of a health benefit from weight loss with exercise. And the other 80 to 90% is nutrition.
Is nutrition. And that's what we're going to shift gears to
mm-hmm.
now. I mean, and right now is the hardest time.
Mm-hmm.
So here's kind of a generic question. Probably all know the answer. How many people will overeat at this time of year? and promise themselves they'll change next year?
Well, you know, Jim, I think that's not a question for me necessarily, but for our listeners, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's always good to be kind of evaluating that. You know, how did I do yesterday at that party? Did I overeat? Did I do okay? How did I feel afterwards? How did that food make me feel? That's really the best question that I encourage my clients to ask. And I ask myself that too. And what you'll find is when you start actually paying attention to how your body feels, it becomes a lot easier to make better choices because you feel better when you eat well.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot off script a little bit. So you walk into a friend's party. They've got kind of a maybe a potluck laid out. And so are you obligated to taste a little bit of everything?
I don't think so. Personally, so, I don't do that.
Okay, so really what you have to do is you have to look at everything out there and you have to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's a 30-second plan, I'm going to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that come together in your brain with a healthy perspective?
Yeah, so I think about two main things. One would be portions. So I'm not going to put a lot on my plate. I can always go back for more if I'm not full, but I don't want to put a lot on my plate initially because if you put a lot on your plate, what's going to happen? You're going to eat all of it, right? So that's the first thing is watch how much you put on your plate. And then the second thing is I always encourage people and myself too, don't waste your calories on things you don't love.
Mm.
So if I go in there and there's, you know, like, for example, people might think I'm crazy for this, but I don't love mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably not going to take any mashed potatoes, maybe a couple bites if, you know, somebody really important to me has made them and they're watching me serve myself. But that's going to be something that I choose to just not eat because I don't really care about it. I want to save room for the other things that I really enjoy.
A lot of people put together vegetable casseroles, kind of hard to evaluate. I mean, I always see some form of scallop potatoes.
Right.
I always see now green bean casseroles. Now, I love green beans. I love them with all the bad stuff in them, like, you know, bacon and all that. But I love them by themselves, too. But then when I start seeing them in white cream sauces and things like that, how do you know whether this is something you should be eating? Again, is it just, I guess I'm a visual person. So when you tell me portion control, you've got a plate that's what, 12 inches in diameter. You've got to somehow leave some space in between the different things you're trying just so that you can see how you do.
Right.
On the first go round.
Well, and it's interesting too, because we all have different needs, right? And we all eat a little bit differently and we all have different habits. So, you know, you can't just say everybody needs to eat, you know, one cup of green beans and one cup of potatoes and a little bit of turkey or whatever, you know, the foods are. It's really individual. And so I think that's what makes it challenging when we're talking about nutrition is that everybody's so different. And we get a great example of that with all of the genetic testing. And so we have a hard time making blanket recommendations for, you know, America in general, because we're very, very different. You know, Jim, you're, you know, a foot taller than me almost. So you need a lot more calories than I do. And so it's just, you know, that's how it is.
Love to have an excuse to eat more calories. We're going to be back with Jennifer. We're going to talk a little bit about how our bodies burn calories in our next segment. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acchforkids.org or call 898-5520. Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secured, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520.
And thank you for blessing the children.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas. And get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel. Or online at GoLatitudes.com.
At Crown Jewels and Coin, our 70% off sale beats any other 70% off sale you might see around town. We are staying in business and still have the lowest jewelry prices in Albuquerque. Pay one-third to one-half less and get exactly what you're looking for. Plus, we offer no credit check, no interest financing. Whatever you want, we've got it for less. We're here to stay. Compare and save this holiday at Crown Jewels and Coin for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, in studio with us this afternoon. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Jennifer's a regular guest on our program, and you can reach Jennifer by going to her email address at jennifer@nourishnutritioncounseling.com. She also has a nourishnutritioncounseling.com website. Mm-hmm. Right now, working on a couple things on the website, so there'll be some additions. It's kind of a neat website. You have some nice recipes, mm-hmm, and all kinds of things that you offer on that.
Yeah.
Jennifer, let's talk a little bit about how our bodies burn calories. Mm-hmm. And then after we talk about that, I want to talk a little bit about your process and how you work with, mm-hmm, people.
Sure. So there's, we always talk about our metabolisms, right? And probably a lot of our listeners are mad at their metabolisms. Mm-hmm. So metabolism is definitely one piece of our...
Well, I think most of us, we could eat whatever we wanted when we were up to maybe 25 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we have to watch
it changes,
right?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, again, this is a mindset change that I work on with a lot of my clients. You know, you can actually change your metabolism. I'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But I think it's important to not be mad at your body, but to just sort of accept how you are and then, you know, resolve to treat it well, whatever, mm-hmm, that means for you. And, mm-hmm, that looks different for everybody. But so our metabolism is definitely a big reason or a big way that our bodies burn calories. And the second way is through structured exercise. So, you know, I say I'm going to go to the gym today, and that would be considered structured exercise. Or I'm going for a walk today. That's structured exercise. Another way that our bodies burn calories is just through our normal day-to-day activities. So we call this activities of daily living. And this would be one way that people measure this is by looking at their step counts, mm, right? So a lot of our phones keep track of our steps, or some people wear a pedometer, or some people have a watch that keeps track of steps. And so that's a good way to sort of measure that normal daily activity. And the goal for that's 10,000 steps a day. You know, it's hard to get there. It's really hard to get there, especially without structured exercise. And then the last way that we burn calories, which a lot of people don't know about, is called the thermic effect of food. Mm. And basically all it means is it's the amount of energy that it takes to digest and absorb the foods that we're actually eating.
And are there some foods that take more to digest and process?
Yes. So this is a recommendation that everybody knows at this point, hopefully. The recommendation just to eat less processed foods and eat more whole foods, right? The more processed the food is, the less energy it takes our bodies to digest it. And so we're not getting the benefit of that thermic effect of food when we're eating a lot of processed foods. So this whole concept explains the concept of why are we recommending to eat more whole foods instead of processed foods? This is why.
Give me an example of foods. Well, I joked around with you a couple programs ago about Pop-Tarts,
mm-hmm,
and you said very pointedly, if it can stay in your pantry non-refrigerated for a year and not go bad, it's probably not something you should eat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I remember that. So again, highly processed, delicious. I mean, I could eat 10 Pop-Tarts myself, mm-hmm, but not real good for you.
Right. Well, processed foods, that the food companies do that on purpose. They put the perfect combination of sweet, fat, and salty all together in this food. And so we don't, our appetite signals do not work the way that they should when we're eating a lot of processed foods. So we don't feel full when we should, right? I mean, how many Pop-Tarts could you eat?
Right.
You know, as so many probably, yes, way more than you should.
Well, I know I can eat a lot of chips.
Yeah, same thing, same thing. It's the perfect combination of fat and salt that your body doesn't get those signals of being full. And so that's another major difference between the whole foods and the processed foods. And so we really want to be paying attention to that. We want to be paying attention. Is my body feeling full after I eat this? Am I feeling satisfied? Or is it simply leaving me to want more and more and more?
And foods are designed to make you want more and more and more.
They are.
And carbohydrates and salt are very often involved in that, yeah, as is sugar.
Yes.
You've warned us in the past that when you see something that says low fat or zero fat, mm-hmm, that usually means it has an exorbitant amount of sugar in it.
Yes. Or that they've added the sugar to replace some of the fat.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what your body does is if it can't use that sugar as glucose, mm-hmm, it stores it as fat.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter if you're eating fat. But then what are health? Let's go off script again. Review for us. What's a healthy fat?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, we kind of have I give it a sort of a scale of fats where we have our healthiest fats are our mono and our polyunsaturated fats. And so these are going to be our fats that come from plant sources and also fish. So, fish oils, olive oil, avocado, nuts, all of those are going to be in the category of our really healthy fats. And there's another gene that determines if you increase your amount of unsaturated fats, you can actually improve your chances of weight loss if you have this gene. And so there's another really specific recommendation where I would say if you have this gene, you should be cooking almost all the time with olive oil. You should be eating a lot of avocados. You should be eating a lot of nuts, and you're likely going to have better results with that weight loss.
Jennifer, give us an idea about the process people go through with you if they want your services.
Sure. So usually starts with an email contact, and somebody reaches out to me and says, hey, I'm interested. I usually like to have a little more information than that. I like to know what the person's goal is. Is it weight loss? Is it potentially controlling an autoimmune disease? Is it diabetes control? Is it lowering cholesterol? Is it food allergies? What, you know, what's the issue? I like to have that information. And then what we do is I give them program options. So I have a lot of different options. All of my clients do commit to 3 months. I really believe that it takes 3 months to make significant changes. Mm-hmm. And so I promise to commit to them for 3 months and they commit to me for 3 months. And usually we see a lot of really great progress in that 3 months. And so they choose which option they want within that, if they want to meet every week, every other week, or 3 times a month. And then we move forward. We sit down for an hour and a half at that first visit. We come up with a really comprehensive plan, some really specific goals. We talk about supplements. We talk about meal planning. Usually I give them some recipes to get started with. Mm-hmm. And again, it all depends on their goals. It all depends on the person, right? Because everybody is so different that I never do the same plan for two people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that my daughter, and I've mentioned Abby a couple of times, she's type 1 diabetic, has been since she was 4 years old, and you are a licensed diabetic educator.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to your other credentials as a nutritionist, and then what else?
I'm a registered dietitian, okay, a licensed dietitian, a certified diabetes educator, and I have my master's in nutrition also.
So one of the things, my daughter competes at a very high level. She's no longer playing in college, but she plays volleyball all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of her stress release as a senior in college. Mm-hmm. And she also is in the gym lifting and different things. So if she has a hard days of workout, she knows how to manage her blood glucose while she's working out. And the funny thing, and most people that might have type 1 diabetes, maybe even type 2, they know that when you do any kind of weight-bearing exercise anaerobically, your body does not need insulin to take glucose into the cells. Mm-hmm. It can just be direct. A lot of us who don't have diabetes, if you've never lifted weights before, you go lift weights, sometimes you get nauseated, mm-hmm, because of that process,
yes,
until you kind of get used to it. Well, and I've learned all of this because I'm her dad.
Yeah.
And what the problem that she's having now is that that night at 11 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. she'll go to bed maybe with blood glucose level 150. She's eaten well. She's taken a bolus through her pump and everything. So everything should be exactly right. But then her body just starts using, you know, all the glucose in her body, and she'll go down to like, you know, mm-hmm. 40. Well, mm-hmm. a lot of people go into a coma at mm-hmm. 40. Mm-hmm. So it's become kind of a really difficult thing trying to manage. And, you know, again, I've spent a lot of time with a lot of parents whose children have been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and they're extremely fearful. They're mm-hmm. terrified that something awful is going to happen to their children. But the truth is that they are going to have a more rigorous, regimented life, mm-hmm. but they can live perfectly healthily, and it can be a great time.
Yeah.
And you help them.
Yeah.
So we're going to be back more to talk about the process with Jennifer Bryant. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
A silent night, a star above, a blessed gift of hope and love. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family from the staff here at Christian Brothers Automotive in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NE. Or 505-884-8584.
Here's Rob West with today's Money Wise Minute.
Money can strengthen or weaken a marriage, especially in the case of young couples just starting out. Know the danger signs of finances becoming a wedge between you and your spouse. First, an independent spirit, making financial decisions separately, keeping secrets, and running up debt. Next, irresponsibility, unpaid bills, overdrawn checks, or late payments leading to finger-pointing and arguments over money. And finally, asking your in-laws to solve your financial problems. Soon you may have four people arguing over money instead of two. God uses money to discipline us. James 1:2 says, "Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance."
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, Nurse Nutrition Counseling, sharing ideas we should consider about our New Year's resolutions when it comes to eating. And we're talking about genetic testing and all these things and how they affect our weight and our health. And one of the things I want to remind everybody, and you brought this up the last time we were together 3 or 4 weeks ago, is you said that, you know, body image mm-hmm. and the weight that you're at is really not the important thing.
Right.
What's the important thing?
I think that we really need to be focusing more on health and how our body feels. And so I think I think so much that it's a wrong motivation because it doesn't last. And anybody listening who has tried to lose weight, you know, there's a statistic, something like 95% of people regain what they've lost and more. Mm. And I had a client tell me one time that she'd lost 1,000 pounds.
Oh, over
and it,
time.
Yeah. Well, it took me a minute to understand what she was saying. And what she was saying was that she had lost 100 pounds like 10 times.
Wow.
You know, and so there's something about and I said this before, we've just got to start thinking about this differently because the whole concept of trying to lose weight and being in the diet mentality mode, it isn't working. Our bodies are fighting against that. And so we need to really focus on treating our bodies well, feeding our bodies well, and taking care of our bodies. You know, we sort of go into these diets and these exercise programs as sort of punishment, you know, for, I think, I think we're upset with ourselves for gaining weight, or, and so we think we have to go exercise to sort of punish our bodies. But when you flip that thinking around and you start thinking about, this is so cool that I can move. This is so cool that I can run. This feels great when I'm done. That changes the motivation completely. And I think that's really what we need to start thinking about.
While you're talking, Jennifer, it gets me thinking about, while we are really being insane, we keep doing the same thing over and over and we're not getting any results.
So true.
The companies promoting all of these different foods and things are making billions of dollars.
Yes.
And a fallacy that I had before I met you was that it's very expensive to eat in a healthy way,
right.
But it's actually less expensive.
It's really not. It does not have to be. You can make it expensive if you buy all those fancy products and supplements,
sure,
and all of those kinds of things, but it really doesn't have to be. Just purchasing, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables is no more expensive than purchasing chips and cookies.
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more. I had mentioned to you kind of a fight that my daughter is having, in that when she has a rigorous day of exercise, she's a type 1 diabetic, she will go low. Her blood glucose will go down pretty low at night while,
yes,
she's sleeping and not exercising. And you called that afterburn?
Afterburn. So this is something that a lot of people get wrong with their exercise. We think that doing sort of a moderate, continuous exercise for long periods of time will produce weight loss. And we think that because on those little machines at the gym, we see this fat burning zone, which is sort of the lower end of our heart rate. And so we try to stay in that zone thinking we're burning more fat. And it's really not beneficial because you don't have that afterburn. So what we want to encourage our bodies to do is, after we're done exercising, we want it to continue burning those calories and using that glucose, which is exactly what you were talking about earlier. And so there's two types of exercise that do that. It's the high intensity interval training that we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm,
and also the strength training. And it doesn't necessarily have to be weights. You know, I think sometimes when people hear strength training, they think they have to go to a gym. It doesn't have to be that. You know, old school calisthenics work great for that.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing some squats and lunges and push-ups. And
there's a few of these courses around. Like, I think there's one, is it near the academy?
There's a lot.
Like exercise equipment,
yeah,
as you walk around.
Exactly. And a lot of the city parks have, mm-hmm, things like that, where, mm-hmm, they sort of have stations. And what a lot of times we would call that is like a circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And so going through that circuit a couple of times can be really beneficial. And that's exactly what we're talking about. When you do a moderately low intense cardio workout, you burn calories during the workout, but then only for about 30 minutes to 60 minutes after you're done. Whereas when you're doing a high intensity interval training or a strength training workout where you're really using your muscles,
mm-hmm,
you're seeing an afterburn for up to 48 hours afterwards.
Right.
And so that can make a really big difference long term.
Jennifer, I want to talk to you now about healthy foods, and you've always emphasized good digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you use the term pre-flora.
Prebiotics.
Prebiotics.
Probably,
oh,
yes.
There we go.
Yes, yes.
So kind of take us through that, because we need to be eating foods to get everything going in our stomach correctly so we're digesting. Where do we start?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So there's a lot of really great research going on right now about the impact of our gut health on every other aspect of our body. Specifically, the one I've heard a lot about lately is our brain health. Mm-hmm. They're seeing the connection between having a healthy digestive system and then what that does for our risk for Alzheimer's, dementia, for memory loss, mm-hmm, things like that. And they're seeing that the quality of our gut bacteria actually makes a really big difference in how our brain functions. And so that's just so interesting to me. Who would have ever thought that, mm-hmm, something happening in your digestive system would affect your brain,
mm-hmm,
you know, but it's really all connected. So it definitely starts with prebiotics. And so the most common and easiest way to describe a prebiotic is it is an indigestible carbohydrate. And so our example would be fiber.
Okay.
And we know that most Americans do not eat enough fiber. We tend to eat white breads, white pasta, white rice, white tortillas, all of the white things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to shift to eating more fresh fruits and vegetables, frozen fruits and vegetables are actually a really close second. And I mentioned that especially now because it's winter. And so sometimes it's hard to get some of those good fruits and vegetables in the winter time. Frozen is very good also. And then we need to eat more whole grains. You know, I think, we've gotten afraid of carbohydrates. We are afraid of bread. We are afraid of some foods that are actually really, really good for us. And so we need to shift our thinking a little bit and focus on eating more fiber and helping our gut be a little more healthy. The other thing with gut health is the probiotics, which are the actual active live bacteria. And you're going to find those in some of the fermented foods that we have. So the most common one that you see here in the grocery stores is yogurt. Mm-hmm. And so I actually encourage all of my clients to eat a little bit of a probiotic food every single day.
Mm-hmm. What about kefir?
Yeah.
I've seen that on the shelves, uh-huh. but I've never tasted it. Yeah. Is it horrible or?
You know, I don't love it, but I also have a hard time with some of the fermented foods.
Is it a milk product?
It is. It's a fermented milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you can actually get a non-dairy version of it as well.
Okay.
But it's, and it's just like kombucha is another okay. example.
Okay. And is that a good?
That's an excellent source of probiotics. Yes, absolutely. And the interesting thing that we're finding with probiotics, we're learning so much about them, but there are specific strains that actually affect different parts of our bodies. And so if you're focusing on, like, let's say immunity this time of year, mm-hmm. there's actually a couple of specific strains that would affect your immunity, whereas others would not.
Yeah. Want to remind everybody that Gospel for Asia's Christmas Critter Campaign is an opportunity to send practical gifts to needy families in Asia. Livestock, sewing machines, bicycles, Jesus wells. These are all things that can make an immediate and long-term positive impact on needy families. Be a hero. Call 855-572-4628 or visit the KNKT website for the Gospel for Asia Critter Campaign. It's a really cool way to help a family. You provide them with a pig or a goat, and that literally becomes a center for many families to eat and even make a living and have a small business. So we hope you'll consider that giving for the holidays. We'll be right back with more from Jennifer Bryant. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
The Winter Movie Marathon at Calvary Knob Hill. Bring a new unwrapped toy for children in need and join us for 14 hours of some of your favorite movies. It's all happening Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m.
Hey, you didn't say which movies you're going to be showing.
Oh, I'm actually not allowed to say on the radio.
Well, can you say things like, I am your father?
No.
What about, I find your lack of faith disturbing?
No, not that either.
These aren't the robots you're looking for.
That's not even the right line. Look, all I can say is they take place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We'll be showing episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Stay for the whole thing or just for one of the films. The toys we collect go to children in our community who wouldn't otherwise have a Christmas. Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m. I'll see you there.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, in studio with us this afternoon, talking about eating healthy here over Christmas and all of the holidays, all the way through New Year's. And I can't help but think about the New Year's resolutions that everybody are putting in place. I know at the gym, I train at the JCC, and right now there's hardly anybody there.
Yep.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, January 2nd, there's a bunch of people, but, you know, literally 10 days to 2 weeks later, it's back to the same.
Right.
And, you know, we want to encourage people, you've got to find something. You don't need to go to the gym for 2 hours.
Right.
You don't have to make this commitment to going in and, you know, looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I can't do. I don't know about anybody else. But you do need to go in and I know, for example, Chris Blackwell, my good friend over at the JCC, he's a great trainer, and I've had some old knees from playing basketball over the years, and Chris has really designed a lot of good things for me to do, riding a lot, doing spin classes, which I really enjoy, but I can't do it for an hour, Jennifer. I have to do it for about 30 to 45 minutes because I start getting, I don't know if it's claustrophobia or what.
Or bored.
Yeah, staying in one place is hard. So, you know, you've talked a little bit now about the steps to starting some good nutrition. We talked about prebiotic, which are basically fibers. We're going to start to establish some good gut health. Probiotics, which are some yogurts, maybe some kefir, some kombucha, some of those types of things. And is that daily? You need to have a little bit of that?
Yeah, and I think people, you know, people take this advice and they go crazy with it. It doesn't have to be a lot. You know, I'm talking not even a half a cup of yogurt a day is plenty of probiotics. And so the other thing, you know, we tend to be all or nothing, right? And so with the whole New Year's resolution thing, I would encourage everybody to start now. Just think of one thing today that they could do a little bit better. So maybe they just eat some veggies for their afternoon snack instead of a Christmas cookie or whatever. Or maybe you simply say, I'm going to have a few veggies before that Christmas cookie. You know, that would be even better. But I think we tend to just kind of throw all caution to the wind the last couple weeks of December. And then we feel so guilty in January that we make these ridiculous resolutions that we can't really stick with. So why don't we all just think about what's one small thing that we could do even today?
Well, I don't think it's going to be really tough for us or expensive to do the prebiotic thing and then do a little bit of probiotic. That's not going to be hard, I don't think, for any of us.
I don't think so either. And we're talking about establishing gut health. You know, this is funny, but you can really know how your digestive system is doing just by your regularity. You know, I always joke with my clients when we talk about this because I say I never thought in a million years as a nutritionist I would be talking so much about bowel movements.
Yeah.
But that's really a good way to just kind of assess yourself and see how things are going. And what you'll find is that when you start incorporating more fruits and vegetables, that continually gets better and more normal. And I think a lot of our, you know, I think of the diagnosis of irritable bowel syndrome, which probably a lot of our listeners have. And that's one of those diagnoses that, you know, 80% of the time, maybe even 90% of the time, we can actually very much control those symptoms by changing our diets a little bit.
Jennifer, we'll talk about healthy things to eat in a minute, which I don't think is really a mystery to any of us. But what are the bad foods that will defeat this new digestive flora that we've established with the prebiotic and the probiotic? What are the bad things that we eat?
Yeah, the biggest one is sugar.
Sugar.
Those bad bacteria in our gut, they love
so
to
if you're
feed
drinking,
on sugar.
If you're drinking 5 cups of coffee a day and you're taking 2 CNH sugar packs, that's not helping your gut.
No, definitely not. So I think sugar's probably the number one thing. And because of the connection with our gut health and our immune system, we know that the more sugar we eat, the worse off our immune system is. And so I just can't help but think that there's a correlation between people getting sick this time of year and all the extra sugar and how, you know, our immune systems just aren't working like
they
should.
How about the artificial sweeteners like the Splendas? And I see those yellow packets. I see the blue packets. I see the pink packets. How has that helped your gut health?
There's definitely some evidence that those artificial sweeteners negatively affect our gut health. We don't exactly know how or why, and really what we're seeing is we're just seeing correlations right now that the people who eat the most artificial sweeteners have the most bad gut bacteria.
And they found that people that drink diet soft drinks really might be getting a different effect, the opposite of what they intend.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, for the last 20 years, the idea that diet sodas are not good for us has been there, but we weren't really sure why. And now I think we're getting closer to that answer where we see that there's something to do with our gut bacteria.
Right. What are alternative things to drink? I mean, I love iced tea.
Mm-hmm. Iced tea is great. Unsweetened.
Unsweetened.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to sweeten things that's not detrimental?
Mm-hmm. So I think first of all, I think we need to think about wanting less sugar. So the more sugar we eat, the more sugar we want. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so by drinking sweet things all the time, it makes us want sweet things more. Mm. Okay. So water is really the best thing. And if you tell me I don't like water, it's probably because you've been drinking a lot of sweet beverages for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So we sort of need to retrain our bodies to actually appreciate just normal water. And if water really gets to you, try doing something like adding some mint leaves or some cucumber or some fresh strawberries to your water just to give it a little bit of a taste, but not a lot of sweet. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I love is I love herbal teas. That's a really good option as well for just to be drinking something with a little bit of flavor. And especially this time of year, it's nice to have something warm.
You know, as expensive as soft drinks are, which they are pretty expensive.
They are.
Friend of mine buys Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's carbonated naturally.
Right.
But she likes to cut up limes and lemons.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll squeeze a little wedge of lime and lemon in a glass of Pellegrino, and man, it is delicious.
Delicious, yeah. So carbonated water is another really good way to do it. There's a lot of good options that don't have a lot of other things in them now. The one caution I would say about those is if you have any kind of reflux, the carbonated beverages are going to make that worse.
Okay.
So you want to stay away from those if you have acid reflux.
But even lime or lemon in a regular water is really good.
Right. That would be fine.
Pretty tasty. One more segment with Jennifer. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. But we're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right. Every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
God's Word is His love letter to you. Each page reveals His character and wisdom so you can grow closer to Him and live out His plans for your life. We want to help you do that by sending you Skip Heitzig's overview of the Bible, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. You'll learn the major themes, principles, people, and events from every book of the Bible as you spend 1 year flying over Genesis through Revelation. The Bible from 30,000 Feet is a practical way to increase your knowledge of God's Word. And along the way, you'll discover how God calls to you from throughout the overarching story of Scripture and how you can apply His truth to your life every day. We'll send you your copy of this engaging resource when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to help keep these teachings on the air, connecting you and others to God's Word. So call now to give 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Jennifer Bryant, Nourished Nutrition Counseling, in studio with me today on ABQ Connect. And Jennifer, we want to, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all the good things you've shared with us today and the rest of the year, and I'm going to think about them until next year, and then I'm going to do something about them.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that, Jim. This is, I think, you know, we were just talking about what's the one thing that listeners should take away from today. And I think the one thing is don't wait until January 2nd. You know, if you're listening today and you feel like there's something that you really want to change with your nutrition habits, start today. And it doesn't have to be something big. You know, I'm thinking about a couple of things we talked about, but specifically reducing the sugar, not necessarily cutting it out this time of year. There's a lot of really nice treats and things that we want to enjoy this time of year. But I think maybe for me, I have a sort of December resolution that I do every year where I make a rule for myself that I'm not allowed to eat a sweet in front of the TV.
Oh, wow.
So if I'm going to eat a sweet, I'm going to sit down at my table and I'm going to think about it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to eat it slowly.
I can see some guys right now grabbing the plate of sugar cookies and walking out into the backyard and saying, hey, I'm looking at the beautiful trees outside. I can eat this whole plate of cookies, Jennifer.
So that, I mean, that's just an example, right, of something small that you could think about doing for December. That way you don't miss out on your favorite treats, but you're more mindful of them and you are likely able to enjoy them a little bit better that way.
Well, you also need to do something every day.
Right.
And there's no reason to not, you know, start today. So you need to have prebiotic.
Yep. Some good veggies.
Little veggies. You need to have a little probiotic, which is not very much.
You
mentioned even a half a cup.
Right.
Would take care of it. And then you need to eat you need to stay away from sugar.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Right.
I know sometimes I don't eat all day long. I'll go fill up my car with gas and I just happen to walk in and now they have these giant Snickers candy bars. That just cannot be good for you.
No, of course not.
But you know what? I'm just confessing that because I'm hoping that our listeners will look at that. And I thought that, a caller called in a couple minutes ago and asked about thoughts on Elly Kruger and Dr. Mark Hyman. Are you familiar with them at all?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, you got to answer quick.
I know. I will say briefly that I think both of them have some really good things to say.
Okay. And we'll maybe cover that a little bit more in detail when you come in and visit us next month.
Sure. Yeah.
Jennifer, I so much appreciate everything you're doing. You've got a special right now on some genetic testing. People can get in touch with you at jennifer@nourishednutritioncounseling.com.
Yep.
Want to bring that up to everybody. And your website is also nourishednutritioncounseling.com.
Yeah.
All kinds of great information, recipes, and so forth.
Yeah. And I have a newsletter, too, that people can sign up for on my website as well.
And what do you send out in the newsletter?
Usually recipes and helpful tips and encouragement and, like a lot of the things that we've been talking about today.
Well, and when people enroll in your counseling program, they stick with you for about 90 days mm-hmm. and you see a lot of good things happening. I know we're about to do that with Abby mm-hmm. and get her started with you. So very exciting and appreciate, I know you take time away from your family and preparing for these shows. So again, thank you for all you've done for us in 2019.
Thanks,
and
Jim.
I probably won't see you again this year, but we'll get you back in
January.
First couple weeks of January.
Yeah, that's great.
Your hub's not upset that you're spending all this time over here?
No, he's not. Now, he's happy. He listens sometimes, actually.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I tease you all the time that I think he's maybe sneaking some candy bars
when
he's not home.
I'm sure he does. He does also tell me very frequently that he's thankful for all the healthy food that I make.
And do you get good results with your children?
Yeah. You know, my kids actually do very well. They love vegetables. They're typical kids in that they don't always love the foods that are all mixed together. You know, sometimes they have a hard time with soups and casseroles and things. But I would say overall, they eat very healthy and they know what I do. And they know why I tell them they can't eat, you know, a whole bunch of sugar.
Well, we're going to have you on next month. Thanks again.
Thanks, Jim.
Great 2019. Merry Christmas and blessings to
Merry
you and your
Christmas.
Family. We'll see you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.